George Jetson.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst, and on this episode, we're going to be tackling part two of home automation. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. On the last episode, we talked about some of the devices you could use to set up home automation. And in this episode, what we're really going to kind of focus in on are some of the devices that will connect into your smart home. So things like locks, cameras, and some safety devices. And then towards the end, we'll talk a little bit to Alexa and see some of the things that she can do for us once we've got our home sort of set up. So let's talk a little bit about some of the devices, some of the more common devices that people use with home automation. So some of the devices I want to talk about, I kind of want to break this up into a few little categories. Some things, one of the big things is around lighting. So I do want to talk a little bit about lighting. I want to talk a little bit about safety. So that's going to encompass things like cameras, things like smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, water detectors. And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the other devices that you can control that around home automation that just kind of makes your life a little bit easier. So the first thing let's tackle is safety. So one of the big things that home automation can deliver is some enhanced safety around the home. So it can be things like cameras. So you can set up cameras around the home. You can then, think of like the Ring doorbell. And then if a camera picks up motion or if it sees something, it can actually alert you. So that's one of the big things around home automation. Another thing around home automation, around safety, is carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. So if you hook up your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors with your smart home, if it senses anything, if a smoke alarm goes off or a carbon monoxide sensor goes off and you're not home, it can actually alert you that there could potentially be a problem. You could then, check in on it. Another thing around safety that you can get for home automation are door locks. And there's a number of different door locks. And I'm not, with this podcast, I'm also not trying to really emphasize any one major brand over another. So I'm not really going to jump in and discuss all the types of things and all the different brands that you can get. So really, it's more about just the possibilities of things that you can do with some of the home automation. So with that, with smart locks, again, there's a number of them out there. They can, a lot of them can just tie into your existing deadbolt that you already have, and you can use an automated assistant to lock or unlock your door at night, and you could automate that if you wanted to as well. So if your door was left unlocked at a certain time every night, you could set it to just lock itself. So that's another thing that you can do around safety. So again, just a quick recap of some of the things you can do around safety are things like cameras, are things like carbon monoxide detectors, fire detectors, and deadbolts. Now, there's also a whole other category of home automation that includes things like home security systems. And even the most, even Alexa at this point can do things like guard your home. So if you tell Alexa, if you just say, "Alexa, I'm leaving now.
Goodbye. I'll start guarding now."
Alexa can actually start listening for things like broken glass or smoke detectors and actually alert you if there's any problems. Now, this is not a fully automated home security system, but it is something, and it doesn't cost any additional, there's no additional price for this type of a service from Amazon. It's a nice little feature to have, and again, it's free. All right, moving on to lighting. So there's a lot of different ways you can control lighting in your home with your smart home assistant. I'm going to cover really three different ways that you can do it. One is by purchasing a smart plug. And a smart plug is just that. It's a plug that plugs into the wall outlet, and then you can plug in a device like a lamp into the smart socket. Now, the smart sockets obviously can be used for anything other than lighting. I just happen to use it for lighting, but anything that you want to use a smart plug for, you certainly could. A fan, a coffee maker, whatever. A lot of people, including myself, do use it, though, for turning lamps on and off. So that's one way that you can control lighting, is with a smart plug plugged into a simple lamp. So any lamp that you currently have can be plugged into this smart either a smart socket or a smart plug. And then you can just turn lights on and off via your Alexa or any other smart home assistant that you might have. So that's way number one, is using a smart plug or a smart socket. Another way to do it is with smart light bulbs. So in the case of, and again, I know I said I wasn't going to use brands, but it's just easier in some cases, like a Philips Hue light bulb. Now, the light bulb itself is a smart device and can be controlled via an Alexa. Now, the downside with some of the light bulbs is that you need a specific hub, and then you have to buy that hub, and then you have to buy the other devices. Certain devices, like certain smart sockets or smart hubs, will just connect directly into your home's Wi-Fi, and you don't need to have any additional equipment. With some smart light bulbs, you do need some additional equipment. Now, the nice thing about smart light bulbs is they're super, super easy to install. You literally just screw them into an existing socket. The downside with them is that if you use your light switch, let's say they're canned lights, and you turn that light switch off and it's in the off position, now when the smart home or the smart device goes to turn it on, it can't because it's not actually receiving electricity. So it can be a little bit tricky because you have to leave the lights in the on position and then just use your voice to turn the lights on or off, or use the app to turn the lights on or off. The downside with that is if you have guests over or if you forget and you accidentally turn the lights off, getting them to a position, you know, now you've got to flip them to the on position. And then you have to then use your voice to actually activate the light. So it can be a little bit tricky. The third way that you can control your lights is with a smart switch. Now, a smart switch is just what it sounds like. It's a normal switch that would go into your home, except for it has some built-in Wi-Fi capabilities. The nice thing about a smart switch is once you install the smart switch, it will control any light bulb. So you can leave your current existing light bulbs in, and the smart switch is smart enough to know if someone has manually flipped the switch up or down, or if the home automated assistant has turned the lights on or off. So that's one of the great things about the smart switch is that you can use it in any way. You can use it by flipping the switch up and down, or you can use it from your voice, or you could potentially use it from your phone as well. So it gives you a lot of options to control the lighting in your house by using those smart switches. And on top of that, it's a one-time purchase, and that usually the smart light bulbs are more expensive than just the regular light bulbs, which basically means that with a smart switch, you're able to take a dumb light bulb, plug it in, and give yourself some smart capabilities. So those are some of the three kind of ways that you can control lighting. Obviously, there's more ways to do it, but those seem to be the three most common ways that people use to control lighting throughout their house. So the last category I want to talk about around home automation is just things that make your life just a little bit easier around home automation. So let's talk about some of the smart floor cleaning things. Think again of like a Roomba that can just start up in your home and clean the floors. Now, there's a number of these different automated vacuum cleaners out there, and you certainly don't need a home any kind of home automation assistant to do this. But if you just wanted to be able to do it and not just always schedule it, you could say, Alexa, clean the floors, and your home automated vacuum cleaner will, you know, start sweeping throughout the house. So that's one sort of one thing. Another set of devices you could potentially use is a television. So if you have some televisions, will work with different assistants, and you can say, you know, things like Alexa, change the channel, or Alexa, turn on Netflix, or Alexa, turn on Hulu, and Alexa will work with your TV and just turn those devices on and switch to different channels just by, again, using your voice. And then the last thing that I really want to talk about is just the home automation assistant itself. These devices can do so many different things just in and of themselves that, you know, it's really great to just be able to converse back and forth with them and get different types of information or set up different home automation procedures that work. So now what I kind of want to do a little bit is switch over and actually interact with my Alexa a little bit. And I'm going to do a couple of different things, and you can kind of hear So the response. So another major category that you can use is around HVAC, so home heating and cooling. So let's talk just a little bit. Let's hear what that sounds like a little bit when I interact with my Alexa around heating and cooling. Alexa, what's the temperature outside?
Right now, it's 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, expect a low of 71 degrees.
Wow, that's really hot out. Alexa, could you set the temperature to 72 degrees in the house?
The AC is set to 72.
Alexa, how did the stock market do today?
When the market closed, the Dow Jones was up 0.44% at 26,717. The NASDAQ was up 1.06% at 8,091. The S&P 500 was up 0.77% at 2,964. Did that answer your question?
It did, thank you.
Thanks for your feedback.
And then you can combine different things. So around Christmas time, I would just tell Alexa, Alexa, Christmas time. And then she would turn on the Christmas tree and then start playing.
Here's a station you might like, Holiday Favorites. On Amazon Music.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord.
At any rate, you get the idea.
You don't really care for music, do you?
That Alexa can do lots of different things, and you can combine a lot of different things to work together. So if you wanted to turn on the Christmas tree and turn off the lights and start playing Christmas music, again, you could do all of that with just one voice command. You can do this the same with some of the other voice assistants that we've talked, like Google and Apple. So it's really just a matter of thinking about what you want to do and, you know, sort of taking advantage of that and setting things up around home automation. So I hope this podcast around home automation was helpful for those of you who are thinking about it or trying, you know, sort of on the fence. It's really not that difficult to set up and get working. It takes, you know, as little as, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes to get your Alexa set up or your Apple assistant or your Google assistant set up. And then, you know, however long you want to spend playing with the home automation. But it can be a lot of fun. It can be some great time savers. It can be some great energy savers to turn your lights on and off, to turn your HVA system on and off. There can be safety things around with cameras, motion detectors. All types of, you know, deadbolts and locks. So all types of things you can do around home automation that hopefully that you'll love doing. So that's it for this podcast, everyone. Thanks and have a great day.